the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day. My life with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Tuesday, is the 18th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 22nd of the month of Azar, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 200.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who have believed, persevere and endure and remain stationed, and fear Allah that you may be successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse recommends kinds of perseverance when confronting misfortunes. In the first stage, be patient in personal adversities and desires. In the second stage, persevere more against the pressure of the enemy. In the third stage, try to protect and the geographical bounds against the invasion of the foreign enemies. Try to protect the ideological and theological bounds by means of scientific argumentations. And try to protect the bounds of the heart and mind from the attack of temptations.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We have spoken about the power of motivation. The simplest definition of the word motivation is that which drives us to action. It may be one or more intrinsic and extrinsic factors that trigger a desire or need to behave in a certain way. The desire is usually coupled with a potential consequence, either reward or punishment. Motivation is a concept applied across all ages and all environments, from homes to classrooms, from offices to public life. Believe it or not, you have motivation and willpower within you. You may not know it, but you have already motivated yourself many times in your life. During those times of strong motivation and willpower, you most likely overcame many obstacles. It allows those in authority to exercise expectations without force, and for those under authority to concede without much effort.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. Today, one of the important methods that managers or the leaders or let's say the scholars can use to motivate their subjects, their people, their communities, their society, is the encouragement method. That is by creating enthusiasm and desire and strengthening moral and self-confidence. It prepares the people to use all their strengths and talents in the way of performing the task. Therefore, it can be said that the method of encouragement is an effective method on the motivation of the people and the subjects, in a way that no one can claim that nothing else can replace it. Look, dear brothers and sisters, there are some theories actually presented in the in different branches of science, namely psychology, that these theories focus on the importance of motivation and encouragement for the motivation. But we want to very briefly examine and have a look at these motivational theories. It has to be noted that all Western theories of motivation are based on, as we said earlier, empirical studies and with specific culture and values. But we again emphasize that ours has to be based on Islamic values. It is up to the Islamic researchers to try to present theories that are based on religious sources and have the necessary sophistication. But the most reliable way for this is to refer to Al-Quran and the speech or the behavior of the infallibles or the ma'sumin, the imams or the holy prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, Al-Quran, mentioned in several ways to create motivation, each of which is effective in this matter. In a general survey, the methods that we have been talking about can be divided into two general categories: cognitive methods, such as giving insight into the universe and man himself, if in various physical and spiritual dimensions and similar. These methods are cognitive methods and behavioral methods. Behavioral methods that are related to the action and performance of people and strengthen the motivation to repeat and correct behavior in them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
There you go. This is one of the motivation tip. Embrace positive peer pressure. You are with today's special. You're ultimately the one who puts in the work to achieve your goals, but other people can be a great motivator. Research shows that feeling like you're part of a team can lead to boosted perseverance, engagement, and performance, even if you're working alone. Depending on your goal, this might mean joining a study group, running team, gym class, professional organization, or virtual challenge. Another study suggests that sharing your goal with someone whose opinion you value can strengthen your commitment to attaining that goal. For work goals, consider sharing with a mentor or supervisor. You might choose to share educational goals with a teacher or academic advisor, or fitness goal with a coach or fellow gym member who you admire. Again, motivational Islamic quotes are here. And for today, we start with two ayah from chapter Talaq, that is chapter 65 from the Holy Quran, verse 2 and 3. Allah the Almighty says, "And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out and will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. This is one of my favorite ayahs of the Quran. When a Muslim has taqwa, fear of Allah, not the same as the fear inside human beings in confrontation with different factors, but it is a kind of awareness. Allah gives the human being opportunities and opens doors for him that he didn't even know existed. Then Allah talks about the next great quality a Muslim can possess. Tawakkul, trust in Allah and His plans. So make taqwa and tawakkul your new best friends. Life would get easier, inshallah.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? So one of the benefits of being virtuous, being nice, having good akhlaq, you'll have more friends, versus bad akhlaq, you'll have less friends. The Quran says about the Prophet, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you, Ya Rasulullah, if you're stingy, if you're grumpy, and you're always angry and being mad at everybody else and hard-hearted, then everyone would have deserted you. They would have left you. It was because of your compassion and kindness that people stayed with you and they supported you. This we find in every community, that even we find in ourselves. We love our hearts. Our hearts are designed in a way in which we love people that are, you know, calm, people that are generous, versus greedy people, we don't like them. Angry people, well, we are repelled by them. And this has been mentioned in certain hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For example, in one hadith, Al-Imam Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, من حسن خلقه كثر محبوه وأنست النفوس به. The Imam says, if you make your akhlaq good, you enhance your akhlaq, then you will have more friends. People will start loving you. This is a natural effect and result of having good akhlaq. People will love you. And people will feel happy, safe, content around you, because you're easygoing and you're nice.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought. Hello, everyone, and let us hear some interesting words about the purpose of creation by God Almighty, as bequeathed to us by the Lady of Light, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He originated things, but not from anything that existed before them, and created them without examples to follow. Rather, he created them with his might and dispersed them according to his will. Not for a need did he create them, nor for a benefit for him did he shape them, but to establish his wisdom, bring attention to his obedience, manifest his might, lead his creatures to humbly venerate him, and to exalt his decrees.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about people who believe in determinism or predestination. Here this refers to the idea that, the actions which we believe emanate from a person don't really emanate from the person. Rather, they emanate from God. The person is simply a recipient, a receptacle upon which God, from which God manifests these actions. And actions themselves are actions of God. You know, this is an incorrect notion. It is contrary to the belief in the justice of God, and therefore, you know, it's incorrect. And you know, harsh words have been stated, you know, and have been passed down to us from our Imma alayhi salam regarding people who believe in such an incorrect notion. If we don't say that, you know, these people are, you know, they fall under the category of disbelievers legally, at least, you know, from a theoretical point of view, you know, in theory, at least, these people, right, they can be equated with these disbelievers, which we can clearly gather from the following hadith that we wish to recite for our esteemed listeners here today. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "He who claims that Allah coerces his servants to disobey him or burdens them with that which they cannot endure." You know, these are the people who believe in determinism, believe in predestination. How should we deal with these people? The Imam says, "You must not eat from an animal that he has slaughtered, nor should you believe in his testimony, nor pray behind him, nor give him any part of your arms, your charity." These are very harsh words, and these are the ways that we deal with disbelievers, right? We deal with people who are openly commit transgressions, right? You know, so this is a very harsh reaction, you know, to such people and to the adherence of, such a belief. And, the reason for this is, like we said, that people who believe in such a thing, first of all, they disbelieve in God's justice, right? Because the belief in determinism, it necessitates the negation of God's justice. Secondly, the propagation of such a belief in society, its natural consequence is that people will begin to commit sins, right? Because they will say that, "I'm not committing the sin; it's God who is committing it on my behalf," right? And the proliferation and propagation of such a belief in society, you know, it leads to the, you know, amplification of sins and crimes in society. And, you know, that's why this is such a grave and dangerous belief. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the proponents of determinism and how they should be treated in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I really welcome some of our students from Sevier International School here in the studio, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, brothers? Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. That's great. So, guys, today, inshallah, Ayah 149 will be our main topic. Our brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please refer to Ayah 149. Get your Quran, turn to page 23, right? Yeah, page 23 of the Quran, Ayah 149 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min haythu kharajta fawalli wajhaka shatral masjidil haram wa innahu lalhaqqu min rabbik wa ma Allahu bighafilin amma ta'malun.
Guys, I will be inshallah reciting this ayah. Make sure you listen and repeat with the tajweed rules, that inshallah after the recitation we'll go on to the explanation and also the tajweed rules. Ready? Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat and practice with us. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام
ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام
وإنه للحق من ربك
وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty says in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, says that whensoever you may go out, turn your face towards the holy mosque, the Kaaba, Masjid Al-Haram. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord. Okay? وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not oblivious or of what you do. He doesn't forget what you do, okay? He sees and he hears, and also he, of course, judges you, okay? Gives you reward, gives you punishment, whatever you do. He is not oblivious, okay? He is not someone who forgets things. So, guys, one important point I want to tell you about this ayah, but the detailed explanation, you have to refer to the tafsir books, okay? فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Masjid al-Haram is the qibla, or the prayer direction, for the Muslims. Alright? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
You believe in that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Where is it? In?
Mecca.
In Mecca. Now, Mecca is, or Masjid al-Haram, is one of the best masjids. Okay? One of the best masjids. That, for example, a traveler can do his prayer either, for example, Qasr prayer or Kamil prayer. Doesn't matter, okay? Tamam prayer. Qasr or Tamam. Both of them can do. So, it is one of the four masjids. Now, Allah Almighty says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. We can understand from this that wherever you go, okay, you eat, sit, face to face of Qibla, in the direction of Qibla, eat. Your eating has more rewards, okay? Like, if you eat for the sake of this, that I'm eating to get strength, to get power, to get energy, to pray Allah Almighty, to worship Allah Almighty, to do good things, okay? This is, of course, ibadah. This is worship. When you want to have a discussion of any lesson, okay, sit in the direction of prayer. Do it. More thawab, more reward. Easy. And whenever, for example, I have a teacher, okay, he's so good. And he's so pious. He even, I've seen him many times, okay? And I've heard it from others as well. They all have seen him. Even when he is trying to make wudu, he's standing face to face of Qibla and he's making wudu. Because this is ibadah. Of course, you're doing a good thing, okay? Do it face to face of Qibla, ibadah. When you want to read Quran, you can sit in any direction. But it's better to sit in the direction of Qibla. Beside the Quran. Want to get more reward? Easy. It's not difficult. Alright? Fawad is now face to face of Qibla. Okay? And he's getting more reward. Also, he is now in the Quranic sessions. Okay? Quran class. Also, he's... If our brothers and sisters, okay, they are listening to us, if they sit in the direction of Qibla, of course, they will get more reward. Alright? Understood?
Yes, yeah.
So, guys, make sure you do so. Okay, that was the message. Very good message. Inshallah, for the detailed explanation, go to the Tafasir books, inshallah, and learn more. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
All right. Now the very, very important part of our session today is, of course, the Tajweed rules. Let's practice the Tajweed rules in this ayah and also, inshallah, learn them well. Okay? Okay. Hassan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's everyone recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
So, the first thing in Tajweed, the important thing in Tajweed is, of course, the pronunciation of the letters. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. So, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ, the pronunciation of ha. Also the pronunciation of waw. Make sure it's not va. Va. Va min haythu. No. We don't have va in Arabic, okay? In Persian we have va. Or in English we have v. This is not va. V. Okay? This is wa. The sound of w in Arabic, in English that we have. Wa. Wa min. Wa min haythu. Alright? Sometimes they say va min haythu. We don't have in Arabic. So, wa min haythu, ha, ha. Alright? It's not the sound of H in English. Ha, he, who, how, no. It's a different one. Ha. They have, like, both have, okay, the same articulation point. They are throat letters, but it's a bit different.
With more pressure.
Yeah, more pressure. But don't give it more pressure, okay? That's normally, but just differently from that one.
Yeah.
Tight a little, your vocals.
Yeah.
Tight it, okay?
Yeah.
That's it. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ ثَا. And also, be careful, do not change the pronunciation of the letter ha to kh. Sometimes I've seen, okay, people who are pronouncing this. Alhamdulillah. They're about to say kha, alhamdulillah. This is also wrong. Okay? Correct pronouncing. Alhamdu. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, not Muhammad, okay? Not this one. Now, guys, haythu, tha also must be pronounced correctly. How do you pronounce tha, Hussein?
We'll put our tongue, okay. between your teeth.
Yes. Just bite it a little, okay? Wa min haythu. We have this in English as well, like that. You do it, but that's not the exact pronunciation of tha, okay? But you, the way... to do it, yes. Is of course 3:35. Yes? Thick. Like this. Now, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ جِيم and خَا رَا heavy letters and جِيم is ساكن
قَلْقَلَ
produce an echoing sound. خَرَجْتَ this is a weak قَلْقَلَ خَرَجْتَ not خَرَجْتَ not this one. خَرَجْتَ when a ساكن letter from those five letters if they occur in the middle of a word, okay, it's a weak قَلْقَلَ not a strong one. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ شَطَرَ this is also weak one. شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ guys, about the Hamzatul Wasl, they are very easy. You have to skip them. شَطَرَ not شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ no. شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ no. مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ نُن مُشَدَّد make sure you produce a nasal sound or غُنَّ وَإِنَّهُ who has a baby wall with it إِشْبَاعُ okay this is called إِشْبَاعُ ضَمِيرِ هَا okay إِشْبَاعُ of ضَمِيرِ هَا it means this هَا which is a pronoun in Arabic okay you have to produce a longer sound a mad letter it is وَإِنَّهُ إِنَّهُ هُ not إِنَّهُ هُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ but نُن ساكن حسن plus رَا هَا
إِدْغَام
يَرْمَلُون إِدْغَام مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ أها فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ you see on the top it's صَلَاه what does it say?
Better to continue
yeah wasl is better than waqf but nextly you have in the next sorry next one وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ you have قَلَى قَلَى is just the opposite of صَلَى صَلَى tells you wasl is better than waqf continuing is better than stopping and قَلَى says that waqf is better than wasl it means stopping here is better than continuing.
Yes.
وَمَا أَلَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ وَمَا أَلِفْ مَدْ But when you join with the word starting with Hamzatul Wasl, skip both of them. Mad and also Hamzatul Wasl. وَمَا اللَّهُ Not وَمَا اللَّهُ or وَمَا اللَّهُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ تَنْوِين plus عَيْن throat letters إِظْهَار No special rule. بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا nasal sound. عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Very simple and easy. Alhamdulillah. The Tajweed rules were mentioned here and important points were mentioned. Please practice them, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. If you had any questions, please don't hesitate to ask us, okay? Ask them, inshallah, through messages, emails, whatever. And stay with IRIB English Radio. Every day, inshallah, we are with you with one Quranic session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers, no questions?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت في الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. فَبِالْيَقِينِ أَقْطَعْ لَوْ لَا مَا حَكَمْتَ بِهِ مِنْ تَعْذِيبِ جَاحِدِيكَ وَقَضَيْتَ بِهِ مِنْ إِخْلَادِ مُعَانِدِيكَ. So I declare with certainty that were it not for what you have decreed concerning the chastisement of your deniers, and what you have foreordained concerning the everlasting home of those who stubbornly resist, لَجَعَلْتَ النَّارِ كُلَّهَا بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. You would make the fire, all of it, coolness and safety. وَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَحَدٍ فِيهَا مَقَرًّا وَلَا مُقَامًا. And no one would have a place of rest or abode within it. In the previous episodes, we mentioned how the prophets and the infallible imams, the Ahlul Bayt, have been inviting people to monotheism. And this is why the word muwahideen is mentioned as one of those categories who will not face the punishment of the Almighty Allah here in the Divine Kumail Supplication. As one of the instances, let's have a look at this verse of the Holy Quran. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. So also did we show Abraham the power and the laws of the heavens and the earth, that he might have certitude. In the exegesis of this holy verse, it is written that when Allah showed Abraham the whole of heavens and the earth, and uncovered any spiritual veils for him, he witnessed everything in the earth, as well as an adulterer man and woman. He cursed them immediately, and so they died. Then he saw two other ones in the same state, so he cursed them again, and they died too. The third time, he saw another adulterer couple, and he wanted to curse them when it was revealed to him, "Take your curse off from my servants. Surely I am the forgiver, the merciful, the patient, the omnipotent. The sin of my servants does not harm me, as their worship does not benefit me."
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Unless that is not the concept of you, nor has
has your grace such a reputation? Nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity to those who believe in your unity. I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
And then it was further revealed into Abraham, I treat my servants in one of the three ways. Either they repent, and I accept their repentance, forgive their sins, and hide their faults, or I remove chastisement from them, because I know that their progeny will be believers. So I treat the fathers moderately until their children are born. And then, if the fathers have not repented, I will chastise them. Or, if they belong to neither group, I will prepare a chastisement for them, which is greater than what you want for them. And then the Almighty Allah revealed to him, O Abraham, leave me with my servants, because I am the patient, the wise, the omnipotent. I arrange their lives based on my wisdom, according to their destiny and my will. And as you may remember, we mentioned that among the attributes of the Almighty, the Majestic, is that when the servant repents and does good acts, he would transfer the servant's sins into virtuous acts. The Holy Quran says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Not only he forgives the sins of the sinners, but when they truly repent and they make up for what they have had of the shortcomings, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. He transfers and changes the evil deeds to good ones. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. This is what this part of the Kumail supplication is implying. لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاهديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما. We know you. We have seen what you have done to those muwahideen. We know that your chastisement is not facing those muwahideen. So I am certain that were it not for what you have decreed concerning the chastisement of the deniers, and what you have foreordained concerning the everlasting home of those who stubbornly resist, you would make the fire of hell, all of it, coolness and safety. This is the kind of Lord we have come to understand. He is our creator. He is the absolute cause. And this is what we have known, what we have recognized of him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program,
Take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, my sisters and brothers from different corners of the world, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. I am Asma, and here with me I have...
I am Vita at your service.
Yes.
It's my pleasure to be here in Youth Station again.
So happy to meet you again, Vita.
Me too.
How are you?
Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
Good, well, yeah.
By the way, she's getting close to going to university.
Yeah, exactly. 2 months.
Yeah, and she's going to be a
counting
doctor.
The days.
Yes, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now I'm telling the future. You're going to be a perfect doctor.
Thank you. But I don't want to disappoint you, but I don't believe in fortune telling.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it depends on me to be a good doctor or not. You know,
yeah.
The way I will do, I don't know, my...
But based on what I know about you, then I say you're going to be a perfect doctor.
It is because you know my personality. It doesn't mean that you are palm reading or something like that.
But trust me, there are some people who have the power to do that.
It is not a power. It is a knowledge. It is not.
Okay, knowledge is power.
I know knowledge is power, but the thing I want to tell you is that when there is one knowledge, there is one science that everybody can do that,
mm-hmm.
it's not something special. For example, if you're telling me
no,
that there's
something
like
everybody.
Palm reading. What? Why not?
See, the palmistry thing that you're talking about, yes, maybe many people can do.
So,
and they read some special things. I've been through that, you know?
Yeah, I haven't.
But I have been because at the time when we were at university,
yeah.
we had to do an article about it.
Yeah.
It was related to linguistic,
mm-hmm.
the way they were sharing things with people.
Exactly.
So it has got some rules. For example, if this line is chained, then this is going to happen. If this is, I don't know, broken, this is
These
going
to... These are nonsense. Complete nonsense.
See, they're beautiful. I guess they are just for, you know...
Which beauty can
passing
you define
time.
In that thing? I cannot
passing
understand.
Passing time together. You know, if as a friend you come to my home, then I know how to, you know, they drink the coffee and then they read that,
yeah,
that cup of coffee.
Exactly.
So this is beautiful. If as a friend I can do that for you, you would enjoy that. And it's just for passing time. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me.
Now, Vita
I really
is very decisive
sort of
on being...
Yeah. I'm a skeptical person in that kind of domains. You cannot do that to me.